This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, Opera Box.
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
Good evening and welcome to Opera Box. I'm Gary McBride and I'll be with you for the next hour. Tonight, music by Ivor Gurney and Pauline Viardot, selections from her opera, The Last Sorcerer, written in 1867. But first, music by a composer you may be completely unfamiliar with, I know I was, so here's a brief introduction to one of England's mostly forgotten masters of song. Ivor Bertie Gurney was born in Gloucester in 1890 and lived only 47 years. He was both a poet and composer, particularly of songs. Gurney himself thought of music as his true vocation, quote, "The brighter visions brought music, the fainter verse," end quote. He suffered from manic depression through most of his life and spent his last 15 years in psychiatric hospitals. Critical evaluation of Gurney has been complicated by this and also by the need to assess both his poetry and his music. Gurney wrote hundreds of poems and more than 300 songs, but set only a handful of his own poems to music. His most well-known compositions include his five Elizabethan songs, or the Elizas, as he called them, written in 1912 while he was still a student at the Royal College of Music. Tonight we'll sample both the Elizabethan songs and Gurney's song cycle Ludlow and Team, published in 1923, set to the poetry of A.E. Hausemann. Comparisons of Gurney to other classical composers always leads to Schubert and Schumann, considerably less to the prevailing folk idiom of the time due to the intensity of Gurney's musical language. Let's start our brief survey of the music of Ivor Gurney with the folk-like solo, "I Will Go With My Father A-Plowing," from 1921.
I will go with my father a-plowing to the green field by the sea. And the rooks and the crows and the seagulls will come flocking after me. I will sing to the patient horses with the lark in the white of the air. And my father will sing the plough song. My father will sing the plough song that blesses the cleaving share. I will go with my father sowing to the red field by the sea. And the rooks and the gulls and the starlings will come flocking after me. I will sing to the striding sowers with the finch on the greening snow. And my father will sing the seed song. My father will sing the seed song that only the wise men. The brown field by the sea, and the geese and the crows and the children will come flocking after me. I will sing to the tan-faced reapers with the wren in the heat of the sun, and my father will sing the scythe song. My father will sing the scythe.
Tenor Ian Bostridge, accompanied by pianist Julius Drake, performed "I Will Go With My Father A-Plowing" by Ivor Gurney. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. A veteran of World War I, Gurney offered complex, wry, unheroic views of the soldierly world of the Western Front, presenting not a large statement for or against war, but an individual experience. In 1919, Gurney set poems from A.E. Hausemann's A Stropshire Lad, written in 1896, which were popular with many composers in the early 20th century. However, Gurney's recent war experience and his own war poetry tell a very different story from Hausemann's pre-war poetic versions of the military. And so in setting Ludlow and team to music, Gurney creates a complex relationship between the songs and their texts. Gurney, both a poet and composer, uses Hausemann's words to write songs that both embrace and attack the military, exploring in music the same themes with which his own war poems are concerned. The seven movements of Ludlow and team are When Smoke Stood Up from Ludlow, Far in a Western Brooklyn, 'Tis Time, I Think, by Wenlock Town, Ludlow Fair, On the Idle Hill of Summer, When I Was 1 and 20, and The Lent Lily. Ludlow and Team by Ivor Gurney.
When smoke stood up from Ludlow and mist flew off from Team, and blithe the fields were blowing against the morning beam, I strode beside my team. The blackbird in the coppice looked out to see me stride, and hearken as I whistled the tramping team beside, and flew and replied. Lie down, young youth, and what's your story? Rise and rise, rise, man of thousand mornings yet down. And throw it with our will. Then the bird was still. Then I saw within me to about the blackbird strain, and still beside the horses along a jubilee. and turn to the rest time, I think, by when Noctown the golden broom should blow, the hawthorn sprinkled up and down should charge the land with snow. Spring will not wait the loiterer's time, but keep so long others wear the bloom and climb the hedge all steeped with May. Oh, tarnish lead on where knock edge, for that I never see.
To the corner, When I was 21, I heard a wise man say, "Give crowns and pounds and guineas, but not your heart away. Give pearls away and rubies, but keep your fancy free." But I was 21, no use to talk to me, no use to talk to me. I was 21, I heard him say again, "The heart from out the bosom was never given in vain. 'Tis paid with sighs of plenty and sought for endless room." And I am 22, and what is true, 'tis true. And all, 'tis true. It is true. behind the scenes till girls go make, you'll find the primrose still and find the wind playing with every wind that will. But not the
violinists Katie Hune and Ben Russell, violist Jessica Meyer, cellist Michael Katz, and pianist Stephen McKee accompanied tenor Brian Giebler performing Ludlow and Team by Ivor Gurney. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. More music after this.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and the home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Sleep is probably Ivor Gurney's most famous and most performed song. It is number 4 in his song cycle entitled Five Elizabethan Songs, set by Gurney in 1912, while studying composition with Charles Villiers Stanford at the Royal College of Music. For Gurney, these songs were an expression of his spiritual relationship with that rich cultural edifice of 16th century England, so vital to the rekindling of a national musical consciousness. Both Gurney and Herbert Howells had sensed this consciousness with Vaughan Williams's Fantasia on a Theme of Thomas Tallis, which they heard together at the Gloucester Three Choirs Festival in 1910. It seems no accident that Gerald Finzi, who felt a powerful affinity with Herbert Perry, should have been equally attracted by Gurney's music, and it was in fact one of the Elizabethan songs, Sleep, that Finzi orchestrated in 1943. We'll now hear the original version for mezzo, soprano, and piano, Orpheus with his lute, Tears, Under the Greenwood Tree, Sleep, and Spring. Five Elizabethan Songs by Ivor Gurney.
Thank you. All my powers of care.
Mezzo-soprano Susan Bickley, accompanied by pianist Ian Burnside, performed five Elizabethan songs by Ivor Gurney. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. More music after this.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Miller & Harrison, a law firm that provides assistance to people charged by the state with committing an offense, and assistance to those injured by the fault of another. Located at Broadway and Mapleton in Boulder, more information can be found at millerandharrison.com or by calling 303-449-2830.
Pauline Viardot, her opera, Le Dernier Sorcier, or The Last Sorcerer, received its first public performance at the Court Theater in Weimar in 1869. The story revolves around a Krakamike, an old and once powerful sorcerer whose presence in the woods has upset the elves living there, and a romance between the sorcerer's daughter Stella and Prince Lelio, whose marriage comes about through the intervention of a queen of the elves. Unfortunately, there's no orchestral recording of this work, only the piano accompaniment we're about to listen to now. It's all we have until someone decides to resurrect this delightful work from its relative obscurity. We'll sample five movements, arias and choruses I've selected from both acts. I hope you enjoy these vocal gems as much as I do. Selections from Le Dernier Sorcier, The Last Sorcerer, by the French composer Pauline Viardot. Thank you.
Cette voix est douce et tendre, et je crois que Aidez-vous quelqu'un respire qui m'étouffe son espoir. Il attend longue et soupire, et si vous daignez le voir, peut-être il saura vous dire ce que vous voulez savoir. Peut-être il saura vous dire ce que vous voulez savoir.
Soprano Sarah Braley, bass baritone Eric Owens, mezzo-soprano Adriana Zabala, the Manhattan Girls Chorus, conducted by Michelle Osterla and accompanied by pianist Myra Huang. We heard selections from Le Dernier Sorcier, an opera from 1867 by Pauline Viardot. Well, that's it for me, Gary McBride. I hope you've enjoyed another Opera Box and will join us every Monday evening from 7 to 8 right here on KGNU. The classical music continues with a Classic Monday coming up next. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, a Classic Monday.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and the home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Tonight, my interview with the American icon Joan Tower, who will be visiting Boulder this week and whose music fills a concert by the Colorado Music Festival this coming Sunday, July 25th at 6:30 p.m. at the Chautauqua Auditorium right here in beautiful Boulder, Colorado. First, let's listen to Joan Tower's Fanfare for the Uncommon Woman, number 1. Leonard Slatkin conducted the St. Louis Symphony performing Fanfare for the Uncommon Woman, No. 1, by Joan Tower. This is a Classic Monday on KGNU. This Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, the Colorado Music Festival Orchestra will perform new works by today's composers, culminating this Sunday, July 25th at 6:30 p.m., when the CMF Orchestra performs an all-Joan Tower concert. I'm honored to be speaking with her now about the pieces on this program, the span of her 50-year compositional career, and how she's managed during this time of COVID. Joan Tower currently teaches composition at Bard College, just up the Hudson from New York City.
Joan Tower, welcome to KGNU.
Well, thank you for having me.
How much do you compose these days? You composed this cello concerto, I'm assuming this past year, and it was commissioned by the Colorado Music Festival. How is your output compared to years past, or are you composing as much as before, or is it more selective? You're just going to pick and choose things that you occupy yourself with?
Well, I work at home like most composers, and I don't think that the pandemic changed anything about that with composers. They're very lucky. They can work at home and do their work. The difference is that because I wasn't traveling and going to other performances, I had a lot more energy. So I composed a lot better and faster and with more concentration.